This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky checks in with StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski. Lee?
Uncertainty seems to never end in the dairy industry, Dave, and right now we face some interesting contrasts. U.S. milk output is rising as we enter the spring flush, but will rising demand and exports offset that? U.S. milk prices are strengthening, but will rising feed costs offset that? And what will government purchases look like as to COVID relief under a new administration and the passage of another pricey relief bill? Your thoughts, Dave.
There's a whole lot to cover there in about 2 minutes, but I will tell you, Lee, milk production obviously is a big deal. There's quite a bit of milk out there, although the January milk production number came in less than we were expecting. But rising demand is the point. And a lot of times when you see $2 cheese on the board, for example, or $2 butter, demand is the principal cause of that. And what we've got right now is stronger than normal retail demand, or at least we've had this history over the last 12 months of stronger retail demand. That's going to coincide or commingle maybe with some stronger food service demand as cities and towns across the country start to reopen. That reopening, I think we don't know what that means exactly. It's going to be a shock, I think, to the supply chains across the country and potentially across the globe. We might be seeing this already start to develop globally. And my point is that you've got the retail guys, you've got the grocery stores fighting for the same stomach space as you're going to have on the food service side. And in the fog of war, you can have some higher prices. So in the long term, you know, the next year or two, that should settle down. But the next 6 months, you're in the fog of war here on the demand side.
And a good time to start looking at protecting your milk price and your expenses.
Well, I think so. I mean, the futures market's giving you an opportunity right now, at least on class three. You know, the class four producers, you know, I think their day is coming. Butter and non-fat globally are starting to move up materially, and it's starting to have an impact on U.S. butter and powder prices, which will ultimately come through in the class four price as we go forward. So I think with the higher feed costs, it's about profit margin. It's not just about locking up what would typically be a good milk price. But this is going to be a tough year for dairy farmers on the buy side. The feed side, even if you get pullbacks in price, the balance sheets are tight, and we're going into the weather time planting season. There's all kinds of things that can happen to this market. I think that means potential for upside on corn and bean meal is real. So I wouldn't go willy-nilly just selling milk and not locking up feed. I'd make sure you have a profit margin. But ultimately, I think it's going to be a good year. At least the next couple of months, I think, will be good for milk prices.
StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
This year's PDPW Business Conference is all about discovery. It's coming up March 17th and 18th at Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in Wisconsin Dells. Who would have thought an in-person conference would be so unique? 28 sessions, 42 speakers, and a whole new world of discovery. It's the PDPW Business Conference, March 17th and 18th. More info at pdpw.org. As we spring forward an hour, daylight savings time. Of course, that means extra daylight. It's warming up, spring right around the corner. And fly season is upon us. Mark Upton with Central Life Sciences is back with us with a reminder about getting that integrated pest management system in place before those flies start taking over. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. It's really best once you start seeing those temperatures hitting around 60 degrees for, you know, multiple days in a row. It's pretty important to get started. And what will usually happen is it'll begin to warm up and you'll get a few 60-degree days and you'll see some flies, and then, boy, the temperature will fall back down and those flies will go away and then it'll warm back up. And it's kind of back and forth. That's okay. You need to get started. You need to stay on it. If the temperature dips back down, just stay focused on it. It's really important to get started early. It's going to save you money in the long run if you get started just ahead of the fly season. And then just as importantly, when you get to the end of the season, so many people want to quit before a good hard-killing frost. And insects of all types, not just flies, all insects are going to be a problem until you get a good hard-killing frost. So it's really important to start early and then stay consistent all through the season until you get a hard-killing frost. And so if anybody has any questions or concerns, please reach out. We've got products to help control most every insect, and we would love to try to help out.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Upton from Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, Director of Sales with Central Life Sciences. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.